going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelje along with Charlie Long in studio. Man, we got a full show tonight and certainly dominated a lot by NFL draft talk. And starting tomorrow at 4 o'clock right here on the Big 870 WWL, Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas will be at the Saints camp and they'll be interviewing all the Saints top brass, from Mickey Loomis to Mike Parrington to Jeff Arlen, head coach Kellen Moore. A lot of the assistant coaches will also get interviewed that day. So you can hear that from 4 to 6 exclusively right here on the Big 870 WWL. And then starting at 6 o'clock at 504 Golf on Howard Avenue. Beautiful place. Boy, Luke went set up there. Man, he was gushing about it. He had to call and tell me about it. It'll be myself along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller. Jeff Nowak will be handling everything from the Saints camp. And then Mike Haas and Deuce will join us a little bit later when they get there. And we won't have to wait long. Pick 9 for the Saints. Charlie, you played it, and with Mickey Loomis, I didn't think he'd get into any kind of detail about Derek Carr. Just kind of stating the obvious that, yeah, he's got an issue with his shoulder. I don't want to address it, and I'm not going to take any questions. I do give the guys there. They tried to ask it a lot of different ways, and he just wouldn't do it. He sort of shut it down. I think for right now, you know, you can – the writing's on the wall with Derek Carr at this spot. And the shoulder injury, Mike Mayock addressed that a couple weeks ago on a podcast, that he had the AC joint injury when he was with the Raiders. And so, you know, again, when guys want to do stuff to get out of town, they do what they have to do. And I think you seeing it in front of your very eyes. One of the things, Charlie, I picked up from that press conference was when he was pressed about the changes defensively with this, and everything's hybrid today, 4-3-3-4. Mickey Loomis sort of brought up the fact that the body types are going to be different. And it's interesting because a little over a month ago, I had Pete Jenkins on to address that, because that was the first thing I thought of when Brandon Staley got hard, that he's like to run the 3-4 defense. And you're going to use the talent that you have. You can't overhaul the entire roster. And Loomis sort of echoed exactly what Coach Jenkins talked about, that you were looking for some hybrid players, bigger body type players that could play linebacker or that edge position. And the reason I had asked him is I heard through the grapevine that the Saints had spent a lot of time doing evaluations on Jalen Walker, who is basically a two-down linebacker. And then on third down, hey, sick him. Get after the quarterback. Mykel Williams was what they called the big. He was the big edge at Georgia. And Mickey sort of talked in that manner, similar to Jenkins, in that that is something they have to look at very closely, because that's something they really don't have on the roster today. With a Pete Werner, Demario Davis, God bless him. He's been an unbelievable player here, but you know, Father Time eventually is going to ring the doorbell with him. And that's something that if you got a guy like that, especially Jalen Walker, now I don't expect he'll be there at 9. I think he'll be gone. That you have to look at that as a need area for this football team.
Jalen Walker would be the perfect fit, Mike, for that 3-4 outside linebacker, someone that can potentially drop into coverage if needed to, but also go sick the quarterback, kind of like you were talking about there. The thing that's kind of interesting about this is now the books have changed their tune. I think they've heard enough of people saying that Shedeur Sanders will not be the pick at 9, and that's why they've moved his betting odds for where he's selected to like 21.5. It was initially 8.5, so it was basically, do you think the Saints are going to take him, or do you think he might go earlier than that? Now it's all the way down to 21.5. The Saints' betting favorite right now as we speak, 4:15, the day before the draft, is Mykel Williams, the defensive end from Georgia. And we talked with Pete Jenkins about him just a couple days ago, Mike, and Pete had so many great things to say about him, both as, you know, a player and his physical traits, but also his personality and his leadership qualities and stuff like that. So also a very young guy. I didn't realize how young Mykel Williams was. So it's an intriguing prospect there that the Saints could target at 9. I know he's number 13 on your big board.
Yep.
As you mentioned, he's different than Jalen Walker, but they're both, you know, they could both fill a role on the Saints defensive line for sure.
Yeah, with Jalen, man, I've heard way too many stories about he would go early, and he was, I think he's my sixth ranked guy overall. And, you know, you hear a lot. Jacksonville, I know, spent a lot of time with him. So did the Raiders. I know Carolina certainly has. Even the Jets have spent a tremendous amount of time, along with the Saints, not knowing exactly where he goes in that segment. But it is something that you're seeing a little bit of a change from a personnel standpoint of a body type that you really don't have on this football team. The other thing that came out, and again, no surprise, that they picked up the 2026 option year for Chris Olave. And we've had some people text about how much that would be, and it's $15.49 million to pick up that fifth-year guaranteed year for Olave, and they declined the option salary for Trevor Penning. Now, for Trevor, it would be 16.68, so basically $16.7 million. Now, let me just say this. A few years back, they didn't pick up the option initially on Cesar Ruiz.
Correct.
And then signed him later on. And Mickey Loomis did bring up, he's part of the deal that we're looking for down the future. How much is that actually true? I don't know, because I don't know how Kellen Moore, new offensive line coach, what they feel about Trevor Penning. But I think that book may not be exactly closed on Trevor Penning, to be honest with you.
Mike, Kellen was really quick when talking about the young tackles on this team. With Tali Fuaga, it's a different song and dance.
He was so solid
in his rookie campaign, and Kellen said that he could play anywhere on the offensive line and that he's a premier young player. He had all great things to say about him. With Penning, he was really quick. And you remember, he basically said like he's a young developing player type, like, you know, as you kind of mentioned, the book's not closed on him, but I don't think having Trevor Penning declining the fifth-year option, I don't think it's necessarily that the Saints are guaranteed to take a tackle with the 9th overall pick. I think they could, depending on who falls there. But this just made sense because you don't want to have to pay Trevor Penning basically $16.685 million for that fifth-year option. With Olave, it makes sense because he's going to make significantly more than that on his next contract. Penning, I don't think he's going to really sniff it.
Yeah, the thing with that is if you pick a tackle in round one, that means Trevor Penning ain't playing tackle no more on this football team. Whoever they're going to pick is most likely going to play left tackle, and, you know, they're going to move Fuaga back to the right side. We come back here on Sports Talk. Man, he's been a great guest for us a couple times. Adam West from the Saints Block Podcast does a great job covering the draft in the NFL. Again, we've had him on a few times. He really does a nice job. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we got Adam West from the Saints Block Podcast. Adam's been on with us a couple times, does a great job covering the NFL draft. And Adam, thanks for joining me this afternoon. How you been?
Mike, Charlie, thanks for having me on. I literally just landed about an hour ago in New Orleans to start these Saints draft festivities to see what these guys are going to do tomorrow. So I'm glad to be in the city.
I know when I text you, you told me, man, it's time just right. I think I'll be getting back about an hour before you get me on, so that we're thrilled to have you on here. I think one of the things, Adam, and you've done this for a few years, and I've done it for a way long time, but this is the season of sort of lying, you know, and you can't believe anything anybody tells you about anything. And I've had an agent friend of mine, and he reminded me today, I gave you a good tip last year. But he didn't tell me, he didn't add that probably the 12 tips he gave me before were dead wrong. So you're in that season where a lot of things get thrown out there that's not necessarily the God's honest truth. And for whatever reason, teams think that they're trying to fool somebody. My intention is, who are you really fooling with all that? Pick who you got to pick, and the other teams will adjust to you. And I think we probably in agreement with this, with Cam Ward, with Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, that 1-2-3 seems locked in unless some team would try to get up to get one of those. Jacksonville seems to be where nobody knows anything. I've done two shows in Jacksonville over the last 4 days. I've had a guy that's covered the Jaguars for 20 years. He told me, man, it's nothing but like pulling a name out of a hat. Got no idea with the new regime. And I think, Adam, that will be the pick to sort of trigger off what we see happening over the next 5 or 6 picks.
It will be. I threw this out last month just thinking of what makes sense for them as a team. And I said, to me, the team, the player that makes a lot of sense for them is Ashton Jeanty. I put this in our Discord for our podcast. And one of my good friends is John Shipley, who actually covers the Jags. he's a beat reporter, covers the Jags. And, you know, me and him were talking recently. I think he's putting out his mock draft tomorrow. And I texted him a couple of days ago. I said, hey, man, is this Jeanty thing getting real? And he said, I think so. But I think if you look at it, right, their GM, James Gladstone, comes from the Rams. And the one thing for Trevor Lawrence, for any quarterback, but for Trevor Lawrence, he was drafted very high, but he's had some up and down seasons, been inconsistent. What's the easiest way to make the game easier for him? Well, don't throw the ball 20-plus times a game. Hand it off. You have Liam Cohen, who's coming from Tampa Bay. We saw what he did in our division with Bucky Irvin, with the running game with the Bucks. So you can envision how that can work in Jacksonville. And also something that was kind of mentioned to me this week is like, look what, you know, coming from the Rams, look what James Gladstone saw, what Todd Gurley did for, shout out to Jordan Rodriguez, who covers the Rams for The Athletic. Look what Todd Gurley did for early Jared Goff when he was a rookie. So you can kind of make those parallels of why a player like Jeanty would make sense for the Jags at 5, because there aren't, like, this draft has, what, 4 or 5, you know, kind of quote-unquote elite impact players. And I think that's potentially how the Jags are looking at it, is that they're not looking at it from a positional value standpoint. They're looking at it like who's going to be a stud that's going to give us the biggest impact on our team.
Adam, the other thing, too, is they owned by Mr. Khan, who, you know what he's concerned about? Interest.
Money.
I want people to show interest in my Jaguars, okay? At 4, who's going to get you more shine than Ashton Jeanty?
No one. Like, and you can argue, and I'm a huge Mason Graham fan. I love Mason Graham. It's one of my favorite players in the draft. But if you're just looking at it from a quote unquote PR marketing standpoint, what's going to sell more jerseys, an Ashton Jeanty jersey or a Mason Graham jersey? Like, we got to be serious when we're having that conversation.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is people don't realize, and it's not here in New Orleans, but in other places, man, owners do have a say. we had one here years ago, not Mr. Benson, but John Meacham Jr. Man, I've had a number of guys who were involved with that organization back then say, you know, Mr. Meacham comes in and says, this is who we're going to pick. And it was like, yes, sir. You know, that board goes out the window on that spot. One of the guys I don't think you and I have talked about, but I brought this up last week. I had Pete Jenkins on. And, man, I wish I'd have put money on it because, you know, man, all of a sudden now he's become the favorite. It's Mykal Williams. And it was just a little tip that I got from one of the coaches at Georgia that he thought the Saints had showed quite a bit of interest in Mykal Williams. Your thoughts on the what they called him, the big edge at Georgia?
I like Mykal Williams. I like him probably a little more than more like the consensus, because I feel like more people in terms of the draft community are down on him. I feel like in terms of, if you think of what Brandon Staley wants to do, Mykal Williams fits greatly into that. I'm going to I use this because me and Wolf talked about him on our podcast. I'm going to throw a name out there that think about, this is what Ryan Pace kind of envisioned when he drafted. Oh, I'm blinking on the name right now. He drafted, I'm blanking on the player, Martez Wilson. Yeah. Think of like Martez Wilson, but like actually like working out. Right. I get that type of vibe from Mykal Williams, but I think as a Saints fan, there's this kind of fear of drafting like another tweener, right? They kind of just went through this with Zach Bond and a player who didn't really have a position. And I get as a Saints fan why that could be, that you could have that trepidation of a player like that, because he doesn't have like the production in college and things like that. I like him as a player. I like him more than most. But I just have a sense. I just call it what it is. I just feel like he's more in play at eight for the Panthers more so than for the Saints. That's just me for whatever reason.
You know who he reminds me a little bit of is Sweat, who's now playing with the Bears.
That's a good comp for him.
He reminds me a lot of him as a player. Name that's been brought up, because of offensive line, because we know who the top two are with Mimbu, the top right tackle, and Will Campbell as the top left tackle, has been Kelvin Banks Jr. Now, his agent's working overtime, Adam. I'm just telling you, I'd never heard of him as a top 10 or top 12 pick up until about 48 hours ago. And while I think he's most likely a teens pick, I think there may be a point there because so many teams, they sort of looked at what the Eagles did. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Saquon. He's an unbelievable player. But how they won up front. And your thoughts on Kelvin Banks Jr. and watching him, I really think he's a better guard than a tackle, to be honest with you. I think that's maybe the best spot for him. But I think he starts out most likely at that tackle position. Your thought on Kelvin Banks Jr. Do you think he would be worthy of a top 10 or 12 pick?
I like him as a player. And I think looking at Kellen Moore, he's coming from a place where he sees the impact what impactful offensive line can do. But I look at it from, it just feels, I feel like the Saints have, they've tried to not emulate, that's probably not the right word. They've invested so much into this offensive line. And when you look at the Eagles, they've invested into their offensive line, but a lot of their picks, Lane Johnson was drafted fourth overall, but Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, those were second round picks. Jordan Mulata was, from the international program, was a seventh round pick. But the Saints have invested so many first round picks. Ruiz, Penning, who they didn't pick up, they're not going to pick up his fifth year option. Fuaga, who's a good pick, a second round pick, and Eric McCoy. And at this point, you couldn't even say that they're a top five offensive line. So it's getting to the point, it's like you're going to potentially invest another first round pick on an offensive line to, like, I get it. Like, but it's like, at one point, do we like sway away from that and invest into other positions and maybe try to hit on the offensive line later in the draft?
Yeah, it's a fair point. I know that Loomis was talking today about Kellen's comments building from the inside out. Mason Graham is someone that Mike and I have talked a little bit about, that every year there's someone that's projected to go top 10 that can kind of slide a little bit in that top 10. And it feels like it could be Mason Graham this year, especially if, as you mentioned, with Jacksonville being the wild card pick at pick 5 and then whatever the Raiders and the Jets can do after that. If Mason Graham starts to slide a little bit, does it become a reality that the Saints address defensive tackle for the second time in the first round of the last 3 years?
I think so, and I actually asked this to Mac McDonald at the combine, because they kind of benefited from drafting Byron Murphy last year from Texas. It's been on my radar that historically elite defensive tackles, for whatever reason in the draft, just seems to like slide. Haloti Ngaha, Byron Murphy, J.J. Watt, like it's just a thing. I'm blinking on the one who plays for the Bills right now, who slipped in the draft.
Ed Oliver.
They just seem to fall. And so when you think about where Mason Graham started, right, in the process, he was like, thought about it as a top five pick. And if he gets past Jacksonville, and if the Raiders don't take him, there's a very high probability that he's going to potentially be there at nine, because he just doesn't seem like he'd be in play for Carolina at eight. And I know that he is in their cloud. I heard this back in January, and that really I have not heard that change. And he would bring to the team and bring to the defense this run-stopping ability that has plagued the defense, and it has regressed over the last couple of seasons so much. And I know he's kind of a decisive player. Like, some people love him, and there's all people who actually don't like him. I think he's a great blue-chip player. You put him next to Brian Breesy, and you have your interior line, and you go to work. And you have Brandon Staley can do whatever he needs to do from the interior and have fun with that from the inside out.
Adam, one of the things when I watch Mason Graham, the first name that popped into my head, and I don't want to compare player to player, but how he plays, he reminds me so much of Kyle Williams when he was at LSU and he goes to Buffalo. Okay, everybody said, he's a little shorter than we wanted. He doesn't have the real long arms. All I know is Kyle Williams kicked you behind out on the field. And so I'm not trying to compare player to player, but how they play – and their all-out effort, and what they do in the locker room, because they changed sort of the culture of it. That's who kind of Mason Graham looks like. I mean, he's a bigger version of Kyle, but that sort of thing. You and I have spoke about this, about the Jalen Milroe situation, and I do think in round two, and already the Browns and people in that organization have made it known. We're getting a bunch of calls from people trying to get to that 33rd overall pick. And I think a lot of that is about Milroe. You might not like him as a player. You may love him as a player. Bottom line is, Hebert told me this years ago, about 25, and it stands today. Quarterbacks trump every position out on the field. And so either you got one or you're looking for one. And we've seen Milroe, and in his good games, he's awfully good. And in his bad games, he looks awfully bad. But he has athletic skills very few people have. He's got a shotgun for an arm. The only thing, man, with him, somebody's going to have to get the sander and rough out the real rough spots on him, because he throws an 8-yard pass like he throws a 48-yard pass. Everything comes out like it's coming out of a cannon with him, and he's got to learn how to throw it with better touch, accuracy, skills in a short, intermediate part of the game. Your thoughts on Jalen Milroe?
Mike, I would pound the table for him. Like, I would pound the table for him as a player, because he just brings so much to you. He brings so much to the football field. Here's my concern with Jalen Milroe when it comes to the Saints. The Saints right now are a team that seems to maybe lack some cohesion in the front office in terms of what the plan is. With a player like Jalen Milroe, and I'm not comparing him to Lamar Jackson, but just kind of on that same team, the Ravens, when they drafted him at 32 in 2018, that organization bought in to Lamar Jackson. They had a plan for him. Everyone bought in. Can we say that if Milroe, and I know the Saints loved him, and when I say they, I mean like the scouts, and particularly like Jeff Ireland during the season in Alabama before he kind of cratered, they loved him as a prospect. Would there be a plan in place to grow and cultivate Jalen Milroe as a player, where he probably shouldn't see the field in meaningful quarterback snaps for his first season? And as an organization, you're going to have to sell that to your fan base, which I'd be fine for, but I know fans are like, oh, why are you wasting a premium pick on a player that's not going to see the field? Because it's more of a long-term vision, because Lamar didn't see the field very early, Patrick Mahomes, and I'm not comparing if he's going to be those players. That's where the concern is. And there has to be a plan, and it has to be an organizational thing where your entire offense potentially has to make change when you're drafting a player like that. And that's my worry and concern, is that I don't know if that's in place in New Orleans right now, because that that might be a recipe for disaster if you're trying to put a round peg into like a square hole.
But Adam, here's my thing with that. Isn't that why you hired Kellen Moore? Isn't that why you brought in Nussmeier, Scott Tolson, who's a former quarterback? That's your jobs, guys. That's why you're here, to sand down those rough spots on any quarterback you pick. If it's Jackson Dart, if it's Jalen Milroe, whoever you decide. But I think, Adam, this is the first major decision that Kellen Moore is going to have his fingerprints on. That quarterback pick.
Can I drop a little nugget before we run out of time?
Go ahead.
This is kind of where my worry is. Not overall about Kellen Moore, is that I was told that Kellen loves Jentzy. I don't think Jentzy gets to nine. Like, I don't think it's going to happen, but like hypothetically, right? That he loves Jentzy, like loves him, like kind of like would pound the table for him. But if he got to nine, that he doesn't have the voice in the draft room where he would be able to convince other people in the room to make him the pick at nine. He's the head coach. Why does he not have that authority? Why can he not overrule Jeff Ireland and Mickey Loomis or whoever if that's who he wants? So, like, he needs to be able to have that decision-making if you hire him to be a head coach. Like, why does he not have that decision-making if he loves a player that much that he's pounding the table for him? That's the question I would ask Mickey today at the pre-draft presser. Why can't Kellen pound the table for a player like that if he just even loves him that much?
Well, I know one former coach that Mickey worked with, he had a lot of say on those draft picks. Now, he might throw it if it was a bad pick on somebody else, but I think that coach now with the Broncos, he did have a lot of say on who they selected early. Adam, thanks so much for joining us. Always great stuff, my man. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mike. You have a great one.
Thanks Adam.
A lot. Adam West does a great job. And, man, I love somebody that gives you an opinion.
Mike. Now,
he ain't just pulling that out of the sky. And does a great job on his Saints Block podcast. But I love somebody who's willing to put it out there and say one way or another.
It was at the combine, I believe, where Kellen spoke. And they asked him, basically, you know, if Jentzy is there at pick nine, what do you have to do? Like, what are you going to do? To Adam's point that he would have pounded the table for his fellow Boise State Bronco. At the same time, Kellen responded with, I might have to be out of the room. Because, yes, we're not expecting the Saints to draft Ashton Jentzy, even if he is there at pick nine, which we don't think he's going to be. But in that hypothetical scenario, it's a good question to ask. Why doesn't he have that type of authority if he's your new young head coach?
Charlie, like I say, I've told you this before. Mickey Loomis has made it clear that there's dispute on who to pick between head coach and Jeff Ireland. He has the final say.
Yep.
He has made it known, and he has said it numerous times. I have the final kind of bang at a gavel on who they select. When we come back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. Charlie, let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Let's go to Philip. Philip, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike, Charlie.
What's up, Philip?
All right. Mike, you know, on draft day, crazy things happen, right?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
All right. I want you, for the first round, I want you to give me a player, if you know, a surprise player. If he would fall to the Saints at number 9, you would break the 40-yard dash running to turn your car there.
Well, Philip, I can't run right now. I got a bad wheel. I gotta have a knee replacement next month.
I'll have to give
the card to Charlie. I don't know how fast Charlie could get up there.
Dash up there, Mike.
Yeah, but it would be Mason Graham from Michigan. And, you know, Adam brought it up in the last segment, and we've talked about it before. Defensive tackles, for whatever reasons, have a tendency to kind of tumble a little bit. And for a lot of us, we thought Mason would be a top 5 or 6 pick. He may be a top 5 or 6 pick, or he may tumble a little bit. Here's my thing. I go back to 2023. My highest rated player in that draft class was a man by the name of Jalen Carter. You know where he got picked? 9th.
Oof.
Think about 2016. He was my 18th best player. He got picked 37th. His name is Chris Jones with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's two examples of defensive interior linemen that tumble a little bit. So to answer your question, I tell Charlie, I can't run no more. Get up there and hand him that card for Mason Graham from Michigan.
Yeah, I'm going to be like Paul Revere, just running up.
You better get the horse, Charlie.
Yeah, no, listen. But with Mason Graham, Mike, it's funny because he's, like, to your point, he's kind of the one that's sliding a little bit. Everyone had kind of pinned him for, you know, if he was going to go to the Patriots at pick 4 and Vrabel get another stud on the interior defensive line, that, you know, pick 5 to Jacksonville just kind of made sense from a fit standpoint and a player standpoint. Like the prospect, he's number 5 on your board, Mike. You sent me your top 105 ranked players. Number 5 is Mason Graham. And if you watch how Michigan played basically the past couple of years, the interior defensive line was unbelievable with him and Kenneth Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Mason Graham was fantastic. And I don't really understand why he's sliding other than the fact that maybe he was a little bit smaller than some folks were projecting when he measured in at the combine. But still, just it's the same conversation that we had with Will Campbell, where, yes, he doesn't have the longest arms, but just watch the tape. Watch the tape of Mason Graham. He's a terror on the interior defensive line.
Charlie, if you want to find something wrong with a player, you will. And that was the case with Jalen Carter. It was the case with Chris Jones. It was the case years ago with Kyle Williams. Everybody has got that, and now – man, because I get it too. If I don't get 15 texts from agents a day, I don't get a one. And ain't none of them good about somebody else, but they're willing to tell you something good about their guy. And so it's a crazy thing, but that position, and we always talk about the devaluation of the running back spot. We don't devaluate the defensive tackle position, but do we take it real high?
Not as high as Edge, that's for sure. But
because the Edge guys get all the ink, and going back to the Jacksonville pick, man, you know, I know Mr. Cut, he wants to win. And he wants to win bad. I don't think he knows how to do it. Maybe he's got the pieces in place. But the fact that I can showcase Ashton Jeanty. Now, he played at Boise State. Look how much attention got put on Boise State.
Yep.
Because of Ashton Jeanty, I can get that in Jacksonville. I can have ESPN or, you know, all these other networks all coming here because they want to do the profile on Ashton Jeanty, and I can make extra money. Those Ashton Jeanty jerseys are going to sell in Jacksonville.
The interesting thing, though, with Mason Graham, Mike, is that if you're talking about the teams in front of the Saints, you could see Graham be an immediate instant contributor, but also a good fit for some of these teams like Jacksonville, as we kind of mentioned, but also maybe Vegas, right? Or like a couple of these teams that have good edge rushers in place, but they need a little bit help on the interior defensive line. The Jets would be a perfect fit. Quinnen Williams is a stud, but who else do they have on the interior defensive line? They got nothing. That would make sense at pick 7. Same thing with Derek Brown with the Carolina Panthers at pick 8. Who else do they have next to him? I mean, there's a couple spots where Mason Graham could like kind of slot in. But if he falls down to the Saints at pick 9, I think it would be a great fit.
I'll hand you the car, Charlie. You can go take care of it after
I'm heading up there.
We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, I'm going to ask Ken and James, hold on. We'll take you right after the news break, and we'll have a lot more here. Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.